The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Size matters not.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
Hey, Star Wars fans, it's Jimmy Mack checking in with my report from the 2007 Chicagoland Non-Sports Card Expo, held in beautiful Bolingbrook, Illinois. This show featured fans and dealers from all over the country, and Star Wars was well represented in the room with representatives from the 501st, the R2 Builders Club, and Star Wars artists Katie Cook, Cynthia Cummins, and the legendary Dave Dorman. The ForceCast was there, and of course, we talked to everyone. Relatively new to the world of Star Wars art is Katie Cook. You may not be too familiar with her artwork now, but soon, Topps Trading Cards will be releasing its 30th anniversary Star Wars set, and Katie's artwork will be featured on some sketch cards. We sat down with Katie, and she filled us in with info on the new Topps set.
Topps is putting out a card set for the 30th anniversary of Star Wars, and one of the chase cards in it are sketch cards where 28 different artists, from people like Adam Hughes and Mark Brooks down to someone who's pretty new to the Star Wars universe like me, are doing original pieces of artwork that are randomly inserted into the different hobby packs. And it's going to be a great set with scene cards and just so many artists putting so much effort into these tiny little sketch cards. And I really think that Topps is doing a fantastic job with it this time.
And what sort of sketch can we look for from you in this set?
I am working in three different styles for this set. One is my normal kind of comic book, cartoony look that's very popular. And then I have very cutesy, they're really my style, scene cards and just something that's really cutesy. It's not Hello Kitty cute, but it's just fun. And then there's even really pared down, looks like Chewbacca drew them, crayon drawings. And I just think that mine are a little bit different from everyone else's.
And when do the Topps cards come out?
They come out in late May, early June.
How did you get involved in Star Wars art?
I am a huge Star Wars fan, which is very, very sad in some respects because I have a huge toy collection. I had a lightsaber battle at my own wedding, which mortified my mother to no end. And I just went to San Diego Comic-Con last year and was just showing off some of my stuff. And someone recognized it and said, you know what, that's great, and I think you should be doing this. And Bonnie Burton picked me up to do some how to draw Star Wars tutorials for Star Wars kids, and now I'm doing the stuff for Topps, and yeah, I'm an official Star Wars artist. Yay!
And the world's a better place for that, for sure. We have these questions that were put together by Yoda himself. We'll start with the first one. Who is your favorite character?
Han Solo.
Why?
He's a sexy bastard. I really don't know where else to go with that. Besides him, I really actually have to say R2-D2. I think that the movies are really based around R2 and C-3PO and their adventure. And a lot of people will say, oh, it's Luke Skywalker's movie. It's their movie. It's the droids movie. And R2 is just the most adorable droid on the planet. And every time he makes one of his little noises, I still laugh and still giggle like a little girl.
Is R2 a character you enjoy to draw?
No, he's really hard to draw. I enjoy drawing Chewbacca because I can draw as kind of a lumpy brown thing. But R2-D2 is very technical. And actually, my major in college was technical and medical illustration, but I found that I hate doing it. I drew the undercarriages of cars for a while, and you know what? I'd rather draw really cute, silly things, and R2-D2 doesn't always fall into that. I'm still trying to perfect the cute R2-D2.
Who is your least favorite character in Star Wars?
Probably my least favorite character, and I know that so many people are going to hate me for this answer, is Darth Maul. He was a great looking bad guy, but, you know, for how he looked, he should have been much more of a badass. I'm sorry.
Probably not the most popular choice there, but it's yours and we'll let you have it.
I'm going to get hate mail. So much hate mail.
she's afraid of getting hate mail. And so don't send your hate mail to katiecandraw.com. She does not want to see that. No one would ever think of sending hate mail there. What is your favorite line from the Star Wars movies?
It is quite possibly every time C-3PO says, "We're doomed," or when he's curled up in all that wiring in the Jawa's transport and just says, "This is all your fault." So I think I like how he blames everything on R2. His very negative outlook on everything.
How about if there was any occupation you could have in the Star Wars universe, what would it be?
Barmaid in the cantina.
Why, you think the tips are good?
Probably not, but I'd probably be the least likely to get shot.
Well, I wouldn't bet on that after the Darth Maul comment you just made.
I would be in the cantina during the original trilogy when Darth Maul didn't exist, so that universe hasn't heard my answer yet. So I'm just going to go with that.
All right, Katie, and how can people get a hold of you?
They can go to my website, katiecandraw.com, or they can email me at katiecandraw@gmail.com.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
We're here with Ryan, and he's a Star Wars fan. How's it going, Ryan?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Let's talk about what the 30th anniversary of Star Wars means to you.
Well, I was 4 years old when I saw Episode 4 back in 1977. I'm a little older than 30, obviously, but I'm celebrating the 30th, you know, as part of my life. I do video film production, and it's basically because of that movie that I kind of chose to go into this field all those years later.
Have you ever done a fan film before?
Actually, I have. I submitted to one of the Adam Films Festival they just did. It's called Recruit of the Jedi, and it's about a gentleman sitting at a bus station, and he gets attacked by some overzealous religious fanatics who happen to be Jedi as well. I'm also doing one that's a 1980s, like the old G.I. Joe commercials for the figures, based upon the R2-D2 mailboxes that the U.S. Postal Service has put out right now.
And people can check this out where?
Monkeyandatypewriter.net is one of the places in which we'll be showing a lot of these. It's the production company that my friends and I have had together for almost 20 years now. I've been working with the same group of people on and off since childhood.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, Ryan. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Without question, one of the most popular rooms at previous celebrations has been the R2 Builders Club, an incredible group of guys who build their own customized R2 units and other droids. Well, they were represented last weekend at the 2007 Chicagoland Non-Sports Card Expo. Featuring his fully functional R2 unit and life-size C-3PO was Tom Joswiak from the R2 Builders Club.
All right, we're here with Tom. How's it going, Tom?
Very good. Having a good time.
Tom is here with his life-size R2-D2 and C-3PO. Now, would you call these models?
I think they're a little more than that. They're exact replicas of the real R2-D2 and C-3PO, as close as we can come. So I think you would call them a little more than models.
So when you say they're exact replicas, is Anthony Daniels inside the C-3PO?
No, unfortunately not. This is just a static 3PO I have, but my R2 is fully operational. It's RC controlled. I can drive him all around if I wanted to and control all his sounds.
The attention to detail is amazing. Great job.
Thank you.
How long did it take to build the R2-D2, and how does one go about even starting a project of this magnitude?
Well, I started this while researching because my wife was a big Star Wars fan, and I was looking on the web, found a group called Astromechs.net. It's a big club worldwide who basically are guys or builders who get together and want to build Astromechs, R2-D2s, or any of those. So I researched it, decided to get into building an R2-D2. You can build an R2 from anywhere from $500 on up to this one right here. I've got almost $8,000 worth of parts in him. So it depends on how elaborate you want to get with these Astromechs or R2-D2s. So again, if you visit the site, astromechs.net, you can learn all about the group and what it takes to build one of these.
Now, is this built with the same parts or schematics that they used for the actual R2? The one that Lucasfilm created for the films.
Well, because George Lucas owns the copyrights to all these Star Wars, the R2-D2 and 3PO, he will not release the actual drawings or specs, but we have been able to come as close as we can by looking at the originals, taking some quick measurements, creating what we consider our own club specs. And based upon that, we then contact different shops, different builders around the world. We'll contact shops to say, can you build a certain part for us? Here's the drawing. They'll go off and we'll contact builders in our area to say who wants to get a part, get enough builders and interested, contact a shop and have parts made. Takes a little long though. I mean, a typical part can take anywhere from 3 months to 6 months to have it made and for you to get it. So it's not one of those quickie hobbies. It will take time.
What sort of material is that C3PO made out of?
This is fiberglass that has been vacuum metallized with gold. So it's fairly lightweight, but it has a very good look with the vacuum metallized gold plating on it. And R2 is aluminum, wood frame. It's got resin, all sorts of materials that is used, along with a lot of electronics that are buried inside for all the RC controls.
Does that R2-D2 make the beeps and noises? Fire it up. Let's hear this bad boy do his thing. Complete with the theme and everything. That's great. That is great. So, you know, just by looking at this, obviously it took you a lot of time and a lot of passion. So obviously you must have been in the Star Wars since it appeared on the big screen in 1977, correct?
Well, to be honest, I hated Star Wars. I did not see Star Wars until 1986. I was a Star Trek fan, and I refused to go see it back when I was growing up. I met my wife in 1986. She was a true Star Wars fan and basically convinced me to rent the tape and sit with her and watch Star Wars. Watched the first one, fell in love with Star Wars at that time, ran out to the store that night, got the second one, and unfortunately in 1986, Return of the Jedi had just left the theaters and was waiting to become on print on video, so I had to wait an additional 6 months for Return of the Jedi to show up. But ever since then, I've been a Star Wars fan. My wife's favorite character was R2-D2. That's what got me into building R2-D2, because just thought I'd like to build them.
Well, you're not going to get any sympathy from me. 6 months? You know, come on. I waited the 3 years with bated breath. So, are you going to be at Celebration 4 this year?
Yes, I will. I plan on they're going to be there all 4 days. R2 will be making the trip as well, so we'll both be there.
Now, R2, does he fly first class?
Actually, he's having a chauffeur-driven ride with another one of our builders, Kelly Kreider, who lives in Rockford. He's going to be taking his R2 as well as mine. There, he's going to drive him up there with another gentleman of our group all the way to C4 and back.
An astromech convoy.
That's right. You'll have four of them in the van.
Four of them. There must be a joke there somewhere. What do you get when you got four R2s in a van and you're heading to L.A.? I don't know. If you could think of the punchline, Let us know. Well, it was great talking to you. I want our listeners to be able to see what I'm looking at right now. Is there a place on the web where they can see photos of these incredible replications of R2 and 3PO?
Yes, if they go to astromechs, astromech.net, on the web, you'll be able to take a look at our group. There's various pictures, various videos, clips you can see, as well as I have YouTube videos. And if you look up Star Wars R2-D2s, you'll most likely see my R2-D2 tooling around. I've shot several short videos on YouTube. So take a look, check it out, and enjoy.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
R2, are you sure this was a good idea?
R2-D2, you know better than to trust a strange computer. Go switch off!
All right, we're here with Dave, and he's a Star Wars fan. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yes, I am.
What does the 30th anniversary of Star Wars mean to you?
Well, it means that Star Wars has been around forever. Been around since I was a kid, and it just continues to grow, continues to do great. Right when you think it's all over with, here we are.
Is there any sort of Star Wars memory throughout your life? Just one thing that sort of involves you and involves Star Wars, and it's your Star Wars tale. What is your Star Wars tale?
Probably when the movies were re-released, just because finally I was more of an adult and I could relate to it a little more. I could just remember more. I'm all about new. So when the movies were redone and they looked better, it just made it a whole new experience for me.
What's your favorite Star Wars film?
Empire Strikes Back.
And are you more of a fan of the original trilogy or the prequels?
You know what? That's a toss-up. I like them both. I like all six of them because they make an entire history of the movies. Yes, the original three were great, but I think that all six of them need to be seen together.
And who's your favorite character?
That's a hard one. I would have to say Obi-Wan.
Final thoughts on Star Wars?
Love it. Star Wars forever.
Chicago-based illustrator Cynthia Cummins is a familiar name to Star Wars art fans, especially those familiar with her work on the top Star Wars Heritage series. Well, she certainly will be at Celebration 4 this year, and she's prepared a special print specifically for the event.
Well, I'll be selling my limited edition print, 250 of those, and I'll also be on hand to teach two drawing classes for kids.
Can adults also jump in on these, or is it just kids only?
Adults can certainly jump in on it. Yeah, absolutely. It'll be geared towards kids under 12, I think, but the more the merrier. The big kids are always welcome.
Well, I, of course, am a big kid, so don't be surprised if you see my face in that crowd. Now, let's talk about the print. What's it called? And just sort of describe what it looks like.
Okay, well, it doesn't really have a title, but I just wanted to do a tribute to the original trilogy, and it's a 16 by 20 piece that I painted with watercolor, colored pencil and marker, and it's just a tribute to the original trilogy featuring Yoda and the main characters, and I wanted it to have since I do a lot of kids' art, I wanted it to have a storybook feel with my use of color, and I think I achieved that. I'm very happy with it.
Let's talk about your style. You know, if you could put it into just, you know, sort of descriptive terms, what is your style?
Not quite realistic and not quite cartoony, but someplace in the middle. And I think it appeals to kids is what I'm trying to say, but adults also. And I try to paint from my heart and soul and remain true to my art no matter what it is I'm painting, whether it's my original stuff or my Star Wars art. And I think that it comes across that way.
Is Star Wars something you grew up with and something you've always loved?
Yes, absolutely.
How did you get into becoming a Star Wars artist on a professional level?
A couple of years ago, actually, it was with the Topps trading cards, the sketch card series for Heritage that I was hired for in 2004. And I drew 200 or 300 cards and then followed that up with sketch cards for Revenge of the Sith. And since then, I've also been doing the Star Wars kids drawing tutorials at starwars.com/kids.
Which are very cool. Do you listen to music when you are drawing?
Yes, I do.
And what kind of music inspires you?
I listen to a lot of soundtrack music. Gladiator is in my CD player often. The Star Wars soundtracks, of course, Lord of the Rings and things like that. A lot of jazz and female vocalists. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, of course.
Now, we have some questions. They're just Star Wars questions that I'm going to fire off at you. For starters, who is your favorite character?
Han Solo.
The ladies love Han Solo. Now, is he one of your favorite characters to draw as well?
Probably Yoda's my favorite character to draw.
And who's your least favorite character?
To draw or like my least favorite character?
Let's just say in general.
I don't know. I never thought about it like that. Least favorite character. Well, I thought it was Jar Jar Binks for a while there, but I honestly have grown to love Jar Jar Binks. I love all the prequel characters, Sebulba and characters like that. But I don't know if I don't know if I have a least favorite character.
That's good. No negs. No negs in the Star Wars galaxy, right?
No.
How about your favorite Star Wars movie?
Empire Strikes Back.
Of course, the most popular choice. If you could have a job, any occupation in the Star Wars universe, what would it be and why?
Favorite job is portrait artist Han Solo. There you go. Yeah.
How can people get a hold of you?
They can visit my website, which is www.cynthiacumminsart.com, and my email's on there.
We're here with Gary, and Gary is a Star Wars fan, right?
Absolutely.
How long have you been a Star Wars fan, Gary?
Since I saw it in the theater when I was 7 years old.
1977?
That's absolutely right.
What does the 30th anniversary of Star Wars mean to you?
It means that it's something that just keeps perpetuating, I guess you could say. New toys, new media, just a lot of different things. And what I really like about it is I've been able to pass it on to my kids now, too. My son is really digging a lot of this stuff, and we can collect it together. And that's even just, that's awesome.
How old is your son?
He just turned 8 in February.
And so it's a nice thing to bond over. I also have an 8-year-old, and we do share a similar love of Star Wars. And it's just great because you see it differently when you see it through their eyes. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. They have their own favorite characters and like certain scenes and, you know, like more of the newer movies than the older movies, that sort of thing.
Is there any sort of Star Wars tale you want to share, a way that Star Wars impacted maybe a certain moment in your life, or is there a memory you have that's tied to Star Wars, maybe from your childhood?
My favorite memory is actually my dad took me to go see Star Wars when it first came out. Actually, maybe it was a little bit later. We had missed the first few minutes, I guess, of the movie. And this was back in the day, folks. So we were able to stay in the theater and re-catch the first few minutes. He decided, why don't we stay for the whole movie? So I got to see it twice because even he loved it too. It was so spontaneous to go see it.
And this was back in 1977 when it really was a cultural phenomenon that just broke down all the boundaries.
Absolutely. It started my quest of picking up figures and t-shirts and anything Star Wars was something I wanted.
Final thoughts on Star Wars?
I just hope to see it keep going. I can't wait to see the 50th anniversary of this.
Anyone even vaguely familiar with the world of Star Wars art is familiar with the work of Dave Dorman. Dave's work has been featured on the covers of such Star Wars titles as Dark Empire, Crimson Empire, and Dark Horse's Revenge of the Sith adaptation, just to name a few. There's even been an entire book dedicated to his Star Wars art, Star Wars, The Art of Dave Dorman. He was voted number one Star Wars artist by Star Wars Galaxy Magazine, and he'll be featured in Geek Magazine as they pay tribute to the 30th anniversary of Star Wars. Look for that issue to be on newsstands sometime in early May. Well, with a pedigree like that, you know he had to talk to the Forcecast.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing very fine, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, you're going to be at Celebration 4, correct?
That is correct. I will be at Celebration 4, and I will be in Europe as well in July.
And what can we expect from you there? I know you have something very special planned for Star Wars fans.
Well, yeah, I'll be there. I'll have prints for sale. I'll be doing autographs, free autographs. I don't charge for my signature. I'll be talking to fans. I'll be doing sketches, which I'll charge for if fans want those. Also, part of the situation with the artists this year, as it was with Celebration 3, is that we get the opportunity to produce a limited edition print for the show itself, limited to 250 copies. My print for this year is a special print that I've been trying to get done for a couple of years now, featuring Darth Vader and the 501st. And this is a big battle scene featuring about 40 or 50 stormtroopers, Imperial Guard, and Darth Vader himself leading the troops into battle. It's a pretty big piece, and I'm very excited about it. It was something that, like I say, I've wanted to do for quite a while, and a lot of fans have been asking for it. And here I've got the opportunity to do it and put it out to the public.
Well, if anyone is familiar with your art, they know the standard you set for portraying the Star Wars universe. And this, of course, is no exception. It's a very impressive piece. What's the title of the actual print?
The title of the piece is a bit lengthy, but it works with the print itself. It's called Lord Vader's Persuasion of the Outer Rim Worlds to Join the Empire.
It's a whole legion of stormtroopers marching upon some poor planet with the walkers in the background and Lord Vader right there center stage, lightsaber ablaze.
That's correct. I wanted to concentrate on the Imperial forces specifically, so I did not show who they were fighting because it's really not necessary in the context of the piece of artwork. Basically, this is a scene that I think that Lucas would have shot if he could have. Given the budget, I don't think that during the New Hope time frame when he was making the film, this type of scene was way beyond what he had budgeted for. But I think if he could have done this, he would have shown Lord Vader in the battlefield taking control of the troops and taking control of the situation with that iron fist that he has.
It seems your art really does fill in those missing spots that everyone's imagination sort of conjures up when we think about the Star Wars saga and the Star Wars universe in general. I was talking to my brother before we came to this event about your artwork, and the word we both said at the same time was iconic. And the piece we were talking about in particular was the striking image of the front cover of the Dark Empire series, which featured Luke wearing an outfit very similar in style to that of Darth Vader's. And for the both of us, it was probably the first time we actually saw your artwork in regards to the Star Wars universe. Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Well, yeah, Dark Empire was the first of the Star Wars artworks that that I did back in, it would have been back in 1991, I believe, when Dark Empire came out. And that was the basically resurgence of Star Wars in the comics field, which followed the interest of Star Wars novels that Bantam was putting out at the time, or Bantam or Ballantine, like, I can't remember which, but it was the text novels that came out and were very popular. And so Dark Horse got the license to do the comics. And after Marvel had stopped publishing in the early 80s, there was a void of Star Wars comics. So it was my great fortune to be involved with Dark Horse at the time they got the license for Indiana Jones in 1989, which I did the covers for their Fate of Atlantis comic books. And that put my artwork into Lucasfilm. And so when Dark Empire came around, my name was thrown into the ring to do covers for the Star Wars book. And Lucasfilm, having appreciated the work that I had done for the Indiana Jones, they gave the okay for me to do those Dark Empire covers. And that started me on, 17 years of Star Wars artwork. And what I wanted to do on that very first Dark Empire cover was to show that these were the characters that we've known and loved for three movies, and we're taking them just a step beyond Return of the Jedi, showing Luke a little bit darker because of him being tempted by the dark side, showing the characters that we love, Han Solo and Princess Leia, Chewbacca, they're all back and they're ready for action. So it was really something for me as a Star Wars fan to be involved in actually creating new Star Wars artwork.
What can we expect from you in the future?
Well, the next piece that I'm going to be doing is going to be another limited edition. It's for the European celebration. And this particular piece is going to be unique in that it takes a scene that is very important to A New Hope, and it twists it a little bit and adds a story depth that wasn't originally intended in the movie itself. And I can't give it away right now because I want it to be a surprise, but it's something that I've talked with Lucasfilm about, and they were very excited when they heard this idea. And it's not a scene that was in the film, but it could have been. And I think that if it was in the film, it would have added a little bit more depth to where it takes place in the film. So I hate to be sort of vague and ambiguous about this, but in a couple of months when it's done and it gets on the Star Wars website and everybody gets to see it, I think you'll understand what I mean at that time. But for right now, I'm pretty excited about it because it was something more creative than just trying to paint the characters and create an interesting image. This is actually going into the story and sort of adding a bit to the story, thusly adding more to the myth of what Star Wars is. So it is very exciting to me, and that's a project that I'm looking forward to doing. Actually, within the next couple of weeks, I'll be starting on that.
That's quite a tease. Can't wait. Now, we have just a few questions to wrap it up. These were actually prepared by Yoda himself. He's a busy man, but he managed to give us some questions to ask you.
I'll do my best.
What's your favorite line from the Star Wars films?
Probably it's Yoda. It's there is no try. It's do or do not. And that's my philosophy. I mean, you put all your effort into it, and you will succeed. I mean, you may have to practice a lot, but if you have the energy and the persistence and the drive to do it, you will do it.
Motivating words for sure. What Star Wars moment always brings a smile to your face?
A smile? C-3PO is pretty funny when he's all in parts on Chewbacca's back in Empire Strikes Back. And that's some pretty funny scenes where he's giving Chewbacca a lot of grief, you know, even though Chewbacca is just, you know, trying to help him. And he's just, oh, you got my head on backwards, you know, that's some pretty funny stuff.
Who is your favorite Star Wars character?
Geez, you know, that's a tough one because they all, you know, we go back to the word iconic. They're all very iconic. They all have certain meaning within the whole myth of the Star Wars universe. You know, I'd have to probably go with, you know, say the Sand Troopers, the Snow Troopers, the costume characters. I mean, for me, as an artist, you know, obviously I like drawing, you know, intricate detail stuff. So Darth Vader, the costumes, it's like the Germans, you know. The Germans were always the best dressed World War II guys. And here we got the Empire with, you know, the best looking costumes in the show. So it wouldn't be really be a character per se. I think it'd be just the Empire, you know, by itself, because, you know, it's so fun to draw.
If there was any occupation anywhere in the Star Wars universe that you could have, what would it be?
Other than Jedi, Master Jedi, you know, I'd probably be a pod racer. You know, that'd be pretty cool. Just going around the tracks on Tatooine, you know, running races like the NASCAR guys, having a little pit crew and the whole deal. That'd be some pretty fun stuff, I think.
How can people get a hold of you?
They can reach me through my website. That'd be www.davedorman.com, DAVEDORMAN. And I have an email link right on the first page. Anybody feel free to email me. I'm the only one who answers email on my site. So if I have time during the day, I do answer it. I'm not a slave to the computer, though, so I'd rather be at the drawing board than sitting in front of the computer. So if you don't hear from me right away, be patient. And I'll be doing shows. I'm doing the Celebration 4 in L.A. I'll be doing Celebration Europe. I'll be doing the San Diego show in July. I'll be doing Star Wars Disney weekend in June. I believe it's the 8th of June. I'll be at Disney in Orlando. But double check my website on that one just to make sure. So I'll be around during the summer doing conventions. I'll be at the Wizard World in Chicago. So, you know, I'll be at conventions, you know, come up. Like I say, autographs are free. It's a fun to talk to the fans and talk Star Wars and take a look at my artwork and, you know, come on out and see me.
That's awesome. Thanks a lot for your time. Look forward to seeing you in L.A. next month. It's already next month. Can you believe it?
Hey, it's going to be coming up quick, and I'm certainly looking forward to it. And if it's half as fun as Celebration 3, then we're all going to have a good time.
Be sure to check out Dave Dorman and all the Star Wars artists appearing at Celebration 4 next month in Los Angeles. And that'll wrap up the ForceCast report from the 2007 Chicagoland Non-Sports Card Expo. For more information on future expos, visit nonsportcardexpo.com. That's nonsportcardexpo.com. I'd like to thank Dave Dorman, Cynthia Cummins, Katie Cook, Tom Joswiak from the R2 Builders Club, and Star Wars fans everywhere as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of Star Wars. Be sure to listen to the ForceCast every Friday with Jason and Pete. Thanks to Dustin Roberts and everyone at RebelScum.com. Jovial J. Shepard, the man. And thank you for listening. For TheForce.net and RebelScum.com, I'm Jimmy Mack.
May the Force be with you, bro.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.